From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An expert committee is recommending that some prescription products containing a popular painkiller be pulled from the market. The committee also recommends doses for over-the-counter versions be lowered. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
In high doses, the painkiller acetaminophen can damage the liver. An expert committee has decided that the ingredient should be pulled from prescription painkillers like Vicodin. People don't realize it's there, and they could wind up overdosing if they take other products with acetaminophen. The committee said acetaminophen does not need to be pulled from over-the-counter products like Tylenol and NyQuil, but they did suggest a maximum single dose of 650 milligrams. Many product labels now recommend 1,000 grams or more. The agency will consider the committee's recommendations. Meanwhile, says the FDA's Sandra Queter, people should read labels and know how much acetaminophen or any other medicine they're taking. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
The state of Illinois will begin its new fiscal year with no state budget. Amanda Vinicky of member station WUIS in Springfield reports.
There had been a hope that with ousted former Governor Rod Blagojevich gone, lawmakers would have an easier time reaching a budget agreement. Instead, as in recent years before, state employees, schools, and people who depend on government services are left in limbo. The legislature has sent Governor Pat Quinn a spending plan, but before a joint session of the Illinois House and Senate, Quinn vowed to veto it because it slashes human services funding by half.
So I'm prepared to stay here all summer to get the job done. I think that's what the people want. That's why we're here, to get the job done, whatever it takes.
Even without a budget, the state is expected to keep operating. The question is, for how long? Legislators will likely return back to the Capitol in coming weeks to deal with the mess. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Springfield, Illinois.
The California legislature failed to reach agreement on a plan to bridge the state's $24 billion budget shortfall before midnight Pacific time. The state controller had threatened to issue IOUs as of today. The Russian government has ordered the closure of all casinos and gambling halls in an attempt to control corruption and organized crime. Michael Betcher, the founder of Storm International, a casino group that includes the Shangri-La in central Moscow, says gambling halls were a problem, not the casinos.
Something had to be done, for sure. There were too many slot halls was the problem. Casinos were really never an issue.
Russians still wanting to gamble will have to travel four special zones, most of them thousands of miles and half a dozen time zones away from Moscow. In stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei Index is down 18 points, closing today at 99.39. Hong Kong's market is closed. This is NPR News. The Organization of American States has given Honduran coup leaders 3 days to reinstate deposed President Manuel Zelaya. The exiled president says he will return to his country later this week, but the newly installed president says Zelaya will be immediately arrested if he returns. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Amid growing international condemnation of the military coup this week in Honduras, ousted President Zelaya says he plans to return to the Central American country on Thursday. The head of the Organization of American States says some Latin American leaders may fly into the Honduran capital with Zelaya as he attempts to retake his position as president. President Zelaya was arrested by the Honduran military early Sunday morning and shipped on a plane to Costa Rica. The leader of Congress, Roberto Micheletti, was sworn in as the new president later in the day. Micheletti says Zelaya will be arrested if he tries to return. Meanwhile, 10 Latin American nations have pulled their ambassadors out of Honduras to protest the coup, and the World Bank says it's suspending, at least temporarily, all lending to the new government in Tegucigalpa. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
New census data show many of America's largest cities are now growing more quickly than the rest of the nation, reversing a decade-long trend. The data highlight a city resurgence in coastal regions and areas of the Midwest and Northeast. Meanwhile, the housing crunch, recession, and higher gas prices have slowed migration to far-flung suburbs and residential hotspots in the South and West. New York and Chicago made gains from higher births, while Philadelphia staunched population losses from earlier in the decade. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.